Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Curated, a kind of a credit union fintech focused event here at the tail end of Fintech Meetup. And look who I ran across, Mr. John Janclays from Nimbus. John, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mike. Yeah.
Good to see you.
I think we're on the back end of, right? Fintech Meetup.
Back into something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
what a whirlwind that show was. I mean, we had a meeting there amongst the whole speed dating thing, and that was just insane. Well, I want to get your thoughts on that, because I saw you in a number of meetings as well. So.
Well, you know, day one was really good. I think I had about 8 appointments. Day two, about just as many. Yeah. I had to go get me some cough drops. Seriously, from talking. I've never talked so much.
There's pressure.
Yeah.
The pressure to talk.
Yeah. So I met a lot of really good people. You know, probably some of my favorite interviews were actually with some of the consulting firms.
Really?
Yeah, Accenture and BCG, and some of them were there, and they went kind of like, okay, you're showing up on our radar, now we got to know about you.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Good.
And then, of course,
good.
Always meeting with credit unions is good.
Yeah. How did the credit union meetings, because I think those folks were really sought after, because I talked with Ben Maxim from Michigan State University, and he said he had like 2,000 original inquiries, and he had to whittle them down, obviously, to like 20 or so.
He's a rock star,
yes,
right? And they're doing things
at
Michigan.
I didn't have more.
That a lot of folks want to, you know, learn about now.
Yeah.
You know, I think that comes under the category of what a difference a year makes, right? I mean, with their ideas that they're doing in the Receta group, and now a lot of those ideas are in market.
Yeah.
People are really interested, wanting to know what's happening, and so we're proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, you're wearing one of them right now.
I know, yeah.
Collegiate.
So we launched two brands for them simultaneously, you know, Allegiant. Collegiate and Alumnify, and so now we're out there and we're watching grow, we're watching the deposits come in, we're watching the members join, you know, and that's what it's all about. So you go backwards 9 months, we're meeting with them talking about, you know, what are your strategic objectives, and part of it is, hey, we need to serve part of our membership that we're not satisfied with. We want to do a better job for our college students or our alumni, and hey, some of them moved out of the area, it's now we need to serve nationally. Can we build a digital brand to do those two missions? So yeah, that those are out there, those ideas, and we're winning with those and learning, you know, about what we need to do next, you know, so it's fun.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about technology, as you well know, it's just going to get better and better. Each iteration gets better. So, and what you guys are doing with Collegiate and Alumnify, you know, via Michigan State University, if I would create, I think it's so so progressive. I mean, it's I don't want to say it's light years beyond what anybody else is doing, but it's a pretty far trek from what anybody else is doing there, and just some great forward thinking there.
Yeah, really good forward thinking. And then also too, but they're building an ecosystem there too, and we're proud to be a part of it. They made an investment in us with the Receta group, and I know you featured that here.
Oh yeah.
Right, but even watching that grow, you know, if you got the old formula, you know, situation times options equals better outcome, they have a lot of options. And
they
are continuing to grow on those, right?
Yeah, they do.
So as we're launching those brands and we're looking for MVP 2 and MVP 3 that we're going to be out with, it's looking back at that ecosystem, and then you can just feel it. It's all maturing. It's all bubbling up together.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of proof points to figure out, you know, what we're going to do next time that's going to be a little bit better. I mean, this is satisfying, right? But the next round, you know what we can do?
And
so, I mean, that builds energy, right? Just the
innovation.
We're off the drafting board.
Yeah.
We're in market.
We're
doing things. And so that's creating a lot of buzz and interest, and we're just excited for Michigan, MSU, that they're there, and we get to be a part
of it. Well, and it's cool that they're kind of, maybe they're, you know, setting a template for a lot of other folks who are looking to do something, maybe not exactly like that, but something similar, and then maybe somebody else can put their own spin on it, and so it's really cool that. And the other thing, as you well know, credit unions obviously collaborate, so they can collaborate and talk about, oh, wow, that's a great idea. Hey, let's put our own spin on it.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of all of this.
Mike,
you know,
I think we all look back in this innovation torrid that we're on, right? That what a difference a year makes. Just for Nimbus alone, I mean, I think we now have 16 launches or niche brands in market.
Really?
12 of them are live, 4 are on the drawing board.
For you guys.
We have a library now of 20 different ideas on top of those.
Wow.
But that took a year of everybody working together, thinking, planning, drawing boards, you know. And so now we have this asset by doing all of that work. And, you know, and I know all of our competitors and all of our peers, you know, are doing the same thing. But isn't that good for credit unions?
Yes, it is.
I mean, the optionality, the things that are out there now, you know, off the drawing board, in market, learning with, you know, we're going to do better this next time. I just can't, you know, it's just exciting. And well, I feel good for credit unions.
Yeah, well. We saw numerous examples of that at FinTech Meetup with all the FinTechs out there. Everybody's kind of like, I don't want to say they're trying to outdo each other, but you kind of have this collective pushing that envelope, you know? So it's like, oh, if you're doing that, well, I'm going to one-up you. And so, like, what you and your competitors, there, you guys are pushing each other, and like you said, it's great for the industry.
You know, there's something, when we say great for the industry, too, so the ideas are good, the proof of market is good, but the energy is palpable. It's moving from kind of a little bit, like, I'm not sure, let's try this, to, we can do this. Yeah, let's get forward, and you know what else we're going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, that evolution that I've seen over the next, you know, 24, 36 months, it's like, good for us.
Yeah.
What a good place to be.
Well, I remember when I first started talking to you when you were at Partners, and you guys were on your digital, digital journey, so to speak, and we were like, wow, we can do that. I mean, we were just like, you know, deer caught in the headlights, or stars were in our eyes, you know, and how far we've come from that, you know, since those days.
Yeah.
So cool. And you guys seem to like, I don't want to say you really started it all, but man, you were definitely part of that first wave
we
of doing that.
We felt like we needed to go four times as fast. Yeah. That was the project that you're remembering, and thank you for remembering that. But you could get the idea that, you know what, part of things that make things go faster is leaving behind a vendor mindset for a partnership mindset. And in that project, we said we're now partnering the competition, right? We're going to work differently with technology companies and consulting firms, and we're going to get a lot better when we do, you know. And you look back now, and everybody's doing it, and we're all moving so much faster. And the idea of partnership is really evolving too, you know, dropping behind the vendor mindset, you know. And and we were just in here talking about this, the work that we're doing with MSU, and about the partnership mindset and how important that is.
Yeah.
And it really is the idea of saying, hey, in addition to on time, on schedule, on budget, all those things, you need to pull up from time to time and be on strategy and talking to one another about where are we going next, what problem are we solving for. That's true partnership, right? And then we can go build, you know, our first effort at trying to satisfy that need, and then just iteratively getting better. Think about that. That's, we're talking about moving from waterfall to agile, from vendor to partner, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's and ownership too, right? Making investments in fintechs, give you another seat at the table.
Yep.
I mean, I just go down the list of all the things that are starting to kind of come into alignment.
Yep.
They're going to make a difference. So, well, yeah, so my cup is full.
Well, it sounds like it. That's a good thing. We want your cup to be full, John, because that's when we're when we're at our most creative, I think. So, and the other thing is too is that we see vendors partnering and then working and having their services complement each other and coming in and helping a credit union. We've seen a lot of that too, which is really encouraging.
Circle Fund is helping to be, you know, a catalyst to make that happen. We just had the Circle Fund companies here. You know, I curated that event talking about it, and on stage would be two or three fintechs for the benefit of a credit union doing that. So
I want to get your thoughts, because you were on stage, obviously, so I want to get your thoughts on curated as well, because I think it's a fabulous idea to have the vendor and the credit union there sharing their story and sharing the success story, if you will. So
the thoughts on it are, hey, good, you know, having ideas move off the drawing board and being in market and what we're learning. And the other thing was really cool, Mike, is a vibe in there that, you know what we're going to do next time that didn't work as well as we thought. That's very refreshing and good too, right?
You
know, so that's good. And we were able to talk about, you know, some of our efforts out there that we know how we're going to get better together, you know. And then everybody else in the room can listen to that too, going, yeah, me too.
Well, they get it, of course.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you know.
Everybody has been through that, for sure. And I think we've been through a lot of firsts in the last 3 days. Obviously, FinTech Meetup, but this is their first in-person one with 3,000 to 4,000 people. My gosh, and they pulled it off with flying colors. Curated's first round as well, pulled it off with flying colors. So, yeah, a lot of firsts that we're experiencing. It's really cool to see.
And then we come back next week and we continue the dialogue, although a little bit differently, right? And the CUSOs say, hey, you know what? CUSOs are changing. They're becoming technology or investment hubs. And that's all part of the equation too. So it's been satisfying to go from GAC, regulatory environment that we need in order to thrive, to come to events like this where fintech and credit unions are talking to one another about how we work together and having proof in market. And now we're going to go talk about organizing structures like CUSOs, how they need to be modernized. So there's just a thread through all of this that's about, you know, kind of elevating and doing things different.
I didn't look at it that way. Thanks for pointing that out. Leave it to you to point that out, John. See those patterns.
It's fun. It's fun.
See that thread.
Yeah.
Anything else to add, sir? Any final thoughts here before we
thank
depart?
Thank you to you, because you extend the ability for everybody to hear about this and learn about it, and You know, so thanks for being a platform for us to kind of share and get the good word out.
My pleasure.
Not everybody can come to Vegas or DC or those things like that too. So
yeah, that's kind of our underlying goals. Like, you know, credit unions will see this and go, hey, let's go next year and let's go check this out because we weren't sure about it this year. All right, now we've seen the glowing reviews. Let's go check it out for ourselves. So that's the goal, to get more people here for sure. Yeah.
We're in a good place, my friend.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, John.
Thank you, sir.
I look forward to the next chat as always.
As always.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.